In those Georgia ridges, my trail name became Arkansas Traveler, derived from my native state and its folklore and a love for travel far and wide. Honestly, there were times I would ask myself, why am I doing this again? It didn't take too many miles to find the answer. The Call of the Wild was this backpacker's way of saying there was an itch for the wilderness, where life was reduced to simple things, kind acts, nature's glories, and overcoming the odds that were sure to come. It is a calling away from desks and offices to a climb above town life and beyond alarm clocks. The deluge of news and information was scarce out there, where life was defined by real conversation, a Lipton noodle meal, checks on water supply, early bunk time, and doctoring the feet for another mountain climb. It took a certain kind of makeup to be able to keep going, and for some to keep coming back. You cannot allow thirst, raw blisters, rocks galore, a straight climb up, hard downhills, creek crossings, or over-friendly mice to distract you. After all, when you add up all the miles and the mountains, it is a journey of 5 million steps. It is a long passage that thousands have started every year, but only a few hundred actually finish. The worst part of the trail for me was the downpours that cut visibility under a poncho and zapped the joy right out of the adventure. But there were times I was so glad to be out there, even when the trail became a wash. I could climb on with glee. In less dignified times, I would shout in despair until I felt ashamed. Out of the euphoria and the drudgery, there were remarkable accounts from the unpredictable nature of gripping the trekking poles and looking north. Here are the stories of adventure, faith, and intrigue, just as they were walking in the heart of America's great wildlands. The Arkansas Traveler. Almost all long-distance hikers choose a trail name for themselves, or another hiker tags them with one along the first few miles of the hike. One of the most memorable pairs I met through the years was Crash and Burn. There were two young ladies that had started out with a young man. He had pulled out after a few hundred miles, and they kept going. They were both under the age of 20, one from Virginia and the other Tennessee. They gave each other their monikers. One was named Crash because she kept falling, taking a tumble over roots or rocks. Burn got her trail name because of the many times she burned supper. Others I remember were Father Time and Mother Goose, Cliff Dancer, Backtracker, Teasel and DNA Dave, Salamander, Woodchuck, Cat and Sparrow, Big Green Hat, Spider, Flyboy, Lady Leaper, and Dolphin, to name a few. A Kentucky park ranger who dreamed of hiking the trail trained and started her trek in Georgia. The first day out, she came into the shelter without a trail name. She was so happy to be out there. She took off her scarf and started dancing next to a trail shelter where she planned to spend the night. She thought she was alone, but she wasn't. Another hiker gave her the name Dances with Scarf. My trail name hails from my native state. In Arkansas folklore, Colonel Sanford Faulkner, 1803 to 1874, told the story of a traveler on horseback that was lost in the western mountains of the state, in the very county my extended family comes from. The stranger was both tired and hungry, as was his horse. He knew night was coming when he spied a cabin owned by a squatter's family. When he trotted up to the porch, the man of the house was playing a tune on his fiddle. The traveler talked for over half an hour and learned absolutely nothing while his nerves were frayed by the fiddle playing, for the squatter played the same tune over and over again. He finally asked the man for some food and water. A humorous exchange between the two men went on for another long spell. The one said he had nothing in the house. The other asked how far the next place might be. The squatter didn't know, because he had never been there. The traveler invited himself for a night's lodging. The fiddler said there was only one dry spot in the house, and that was for him and the wife. "Why not fix the roof?" asked the stranger. "Can't fix it on no rainy day," replied the man of the house. All the while, the squatter played the same sour notes as dusk began to fall upon the outline of the mountains. Finally, the traveler barked, "Why don't you finish that tune?" The squatter paused and said he only learned it yesterday, and he was afraid he would forget the first line. The stranger took the fiddle.